Chapter 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day, there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water.
Glory to God forever. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We are eternally grateful for everything. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us in a fresh and new way. We know that you live in the now. You're the great I Am. Amen. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. We believe with you right now for your needs. And Jesus revealed great power. He said, "Where two or three, if two of you agree on anything, if two of you agree on as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them." So we believe with you. And also, if you want a glorious revelation of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, we believe with you for that. That's the greatest thing. Amen. And that's this short message. At the beginning, that was Revelation chapter 21. This message is in the series, The Glory of the Lord. I just want to be very, very almost logical and present this as plainly as possible. Man was born to fellowship with God. And God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, is so beautiful and glorious, He cannot be put in, He's beyond human expression. He cannot be put into human words. That's what man was born to do, is to fellowship with Him. Amen. And so, I played Revelation 21 because that's, those last two chapters of the Bible are just really reveal the glory of God. That's the glory of God. That's it's the presence of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. His presence. The presence of the Father. The presence of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. Amen. You understand, we can never put this into words. And so, when someone meets Him in this way, and it's meeting, being born of the Spirit and going deeper, it's in the spirit realm, and it's this glorious, just unspeakable mystery that God allows us to even know Him, to belong to Him, to be His child, to know Jesus. What a glorious opportunity. Everything's so glorious, but the deepest reality is fellowship with Him. And I want to continue to just say this and say it and proclaim it. Just one, if a person has one glimpse of His glory and presence, that's the greatest thing a human being will ever have on the earth. And remember, it's very sad and even tragic that most people never understand the glory of God. Most people don't even get saved, which is tragic. And that's why our ministry, we want to just proclaim the gospel as much as possible. And to anyone who will listen, that this is so glorious what God offers. He offers and everything about the only true God, which again is an eternal revelation. Amen. He's put everything in Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is the revelation of God, the exact representation of God's nature and the brightness of His glory, and He's put everything in Jesus Christ. So when someone knows Jesus, we sometimes think, oh, okay, that someone knows Jesus Christ, we have a certain perception. Well, let's let the Holy Spirit reveal who Jesus really is. If someone knows Jesus Christ and is saved and has Jesus Christ in their spirit person, they have God Almighty. They have the glory of God in their spirit person, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so this glorious presence, that's the answer. What are we then to do? How do we find Him? Well, it's a person seeking Him with their whole heart, and when they do, and when they find Him, they find this treasure that if you think someone's favorite thing on the earth, let's say on a scale of 0 to 100, their favorite thing, whatever it is, let's say it's, you know, their hobby or their some food that they like, or maybe a show that they like or something, you know, let's say it's their favorite thing to do, and on a scale of 0 to 100, it's a 95 or something. Well, the presence of Jesus is infinity times infinity, like, that's what humans were born to do. Isn't it sad that there's a perception that it's, people just don't even, I don't think they even hear this, that I don't hear many ministers or preachers or pastors or evangelists talking about what I'm, this subject of this short podcast, fellowship with Jesus, fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I don't want to get into too much detail about how someone gets that, because that's between a person and God and just seeking Him with their whole heart. That's why I continue to emphasize, anyone in the world, no matter who they are, they don't have to have a Bible. They don't have to, if they just seek the higher power, they don't have to hear the name of Jesus. If they seek the higher power and just say, I'm going to seek Him till I find Him, I don't care what it takes. And if they do that, they will find Him. And they will find the answer, the reason we are on the earth. Amen. We get so into so many other things, some of which are good. You know, it's great to know the Bible. It's fantastic to be someone, for someone to be in ministry and to do the work of God. It's awesome. It's kind of like we should do both. You know, continue to, a great man of God says, occupy, just occupy, do the work of God, continue. But if you might say that during all that, the main undercurrent is someone just that relationship with Jesus Christ and that with the Holy Spirit, and just seek Him, push and press into Him. He hides so that we'll seek Him. And when we seek Him, there's death to our old nature. And then when we find Him, we found the answer. That's the key. And, you know, a great man of God also said He'll meet you more than halfway. You know, He's not going to, I mean, it really, if you get down, oh, here's a great thing. A different great man of God said, the highest spiritual attainments are easy to achieve. It's simple and easy. That's what I'll finish this message with. That's what the Holy Spirit has revealed to me. His presence and glory everywhere on the earth. You're in His presence and glory right now. Just put your old nature to death, and when you do, you're going to meet the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. And when we say His presence and glory is everywhere on the earth, you know, most people will completely doubt that. Even most Christians, they'll say, oh, no, that's, they may not, either in their mind or verbally, they will completely doubt that, discount it, dismiss it, say that that's wishful thinking, and move on. Well, man's opinion does not matter. Anything we do in the flesh is meaningless. man's opinion is just irrelevant. Let's go straight to Jesus, straight to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He will reveal these wonderful things, that it's simple. It's easy. His presence and glory everywhere. And that's why someone can get saved immediately. Any person, anywhere, at any time, can be saved and go from death to life because of many reasons. Because God is loving and merciful and wants to save people. All they have to do is choose Him instead of self. And because His presence and glory is everywhere around them all the time. Jesus instantly recreates their spirit person. And now they've begun the eternal glorious journey that of knowing Him and the deepest reality, fellowship with Him, which, again, that's the fourth phase on the earth. Very few people even get into the second phase. Let's be practical. That's just so important. What I just said, I believe, is fully true. Few enter into the first phase, which is the born-again phase. Even fewer, very few get into the second phase. Even fewer into the third, and so forth. Same thing with the fourth phase. So let's remember that. And even when people get into those third and fourth phases, they're still human. They're sinners saved by grace. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to have weaknesses, frailties, shortcomings, sins. I mean, just look at the patriarchs in the Bible. But God is merciful. Man always fails, but Jesus Christ is the one who didn't fail. So, just some encouragement. Thank you for listening.